Good evening, Pilgrim Chris here on the 16th of December 2011, and it's soon be time for Christmas, and I've not booed for a few days, but I had a little incident this morning that I thought I'd share with you, and just as a side note, even though I've not been booing, I have been listening to boos, and one thing I found is that some of the ladies that I follow and listen to, very beautiful voices, such lovely way of speaking. I could listen to them for hours, you know, and I'm not going to mention any names because A, I don't want to embarrass anybody, and B, I don't want anybody to get big-headed. Not that they will. But there's some of you out there, just look at who I follow. I don't follow many, so you'll get an idea of who I'm talking about. But some very nice spoken ladies out there. That's not to say the gentlemen aren't nicely spoken. But it's a pleasure to hear, anyway. But the incident that happened this morning, yes, I was knocked off my bike again for the fourth time this year. I'm a cycle courier, and it's a hazard of the job. And it shouldn't be, if drivers were open their eyes. But it is, and I'm a very experienced cyclist. And I've been cycling for many, many years. I average 5,000 to 10,000 miles a year, depending upon what I'm doing, but never less than 5,000 miles a year. And very interesting that I get knocked off at a roundabout. Granted, it was dark, but the roundabout, it was quite a biggish roundabout and very well illuminated by the street lamps. And I was wearing a high-vis jacket, as always, and high-vis helmet. Lights, the works, more visible than most cars, and yet this white van man decided couldn't see me and hit me. He did stop, which is the first time this year that anybody who's knocked me off my bike has stopped. Very apologetic, said he didn't see me, and I said that's because you weren't looking. And I was aware that I was going to be hit. I was going round, and I'm always aware of traffic pulling out from the left as I'm going around a roundabout. And I thought he was going to stop, because he was looking at me, my direction. And I couldn't believe that he didn't. So when he said he didn't see me, I was a little bit, you know, not disbelieving, but it seemed a bit strange. However, he was apologetic. He made sure I was okay. I didn't need an ambulance this time. Bit battered and bruised, but apart from that, I'm okay. I came back home, actually, after I had finished the work. You can't just, if you're not dying, you've got to carry on. And I was suddenly tired, so I went to bed for a few hours, and I've not long got up. And it's been four times this year since I've been knocked off my bike, and three of those times have been by somebody driving a white van. And no wonder they get a bad reputation. I think it started to become a self-fulfilling prophecy with white van drivers. They're terrible. And the other two times that I was knocked off by a driver of said vehicle, they didn't stop. The first time I was knocked in a gutter, in a ditch, I should say, in a country lane. And I did remember tweeting about that because I broke my wrist. And that makes me angry when they don't stop. I'd rather them stop and come out with any rubbish or whatever, or at least offer an apology. But when they don't stop, it's just so, they know they've hit somebody. How they can live with themselves, I don't know. So yes, four times this year. The record is six times in a year that I've been knocked off my bike. And there's time yet to beat that. And of course, there's years go by when I don't have any incidents at all. But it's just a warning to all you drivers out there, really. I mean, I've driven cars myself. I don't drive a car at the moment. I've not had a car for 5-6 years. Choice. Not for any other reason. But just, you know, if you're not already aware, and everybody thinks they're aware of cyclists, but just have a little bit more awareness if you're listening to this, and just take that little bit of extra notice. Like I said, I was in high-vis jacket, high-vis helmet, two front lights, two rear lights on my bike, side reflectors. I'm lit up like Blackpool Illuminations at night. There's no excuse not to see me. Anyway, I thought I'd share. I'm okay, nothing serious. God bless you all, and thank you for listening.